We're going to talk about a singer from Iceland now with a distinctive voice. Not the one you're thinking of. This one is Olaf Arnalds, whose new collection of 5 EPs includes some surprising covers.
Fell into his mind till the time that I found her holding Jim, loving him. Then Sue came along, loved me strong. That's what I thought, me and Sue. But that day too, don't know that I will. But until life can find me a girl that will stay and won't play games behind me, I'll be what I am, a solitary man.
Of course, that's Solitary Man, the old Neil Diamond song. Off the new collection, Olaf Sings. Miss Arnalds and her distinctive voice have been a part of Iceland's experimental rock scene for a good number of years. She joins us now from her studios in New York. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you. It's an honor.
I gotta ask, Neil Diamond, what did you like about the tune?
I think sort of maybe the loneliness, and I also thought that it was a little bit, you know, humorous for a girl to be singing it. So I was always singing it in parties when I was younger.
I've read you're a classically trained violinist.
That's correct.
So how did you get from that to rock?
Well, I had a really hard time learning notation when I was in classical music school. Mm-hmm. So I had been learning violin for 3 years when I discovered that I didn't read notes, and that I was just very good at following. And then I started teaching myself guitar as a teenager, mm-hmm. which was a little bit sort of to make up for, you know, all these horrible years of learning violin, because it's such a horrible, terrible beginner's instrument, you know, so painful. And so I taught myself guitar, and that was very important for me, because nobody could tell me how to approach the instrument or how to understand what I was doing. I could just go from my own inner understanding of music.
When did you find out you had that voice?
My voice?
Yeah, your singing voice.
I think that I found out about it when I was very young. I think I remember sort of I had this fantasy about being a famous singer when I would grow up, when I was a kid. And so I would walk around my neighborhood and be singing, and didn't understand why I wasn't just being picked up by someone and put on stage.
Let's listen. And this is a song, your interpretation of one of the great names in musical history, of course. Here's your version of She Belongs to Me.
She's got everything she needs. She's an artist. She don't look back. She's got everything she needs. She's an artist. She don't look back.
Of course, that's a Bob Dylan song, She Belongs to Me. What drew you to this song?
Actually, one very funny thing, in my family car, mm-hmm. there was a cassette that was sort of stuck in the player, in the cassette player, that had that was a Bob Dylan best of. And for many, many years, that was the only thing that would play in the car.
She wears an Egyptian ring that sparkles before she speaks. She wears an Egyptian ring that sparkles before she speaks. She's a hypnotist collector. You are a walking antique.
When I learned it, I learned it to sing it to a friend of mine. It was her birthday, and I sang it for her because we were in high school, and I thought that she was a great artist.
Another song we want to talk to you about. You sing it here in English, but its origins are Portuguese, by the great Brazilian singer Caetano Veloso, a song about his sister.
Everybody knows that our cities were built to be destroyed. Everybody knows that our cities were built to be destroyed. You get annoyed, you buy a
I don't have to tell you, getting rare to hear just a voice and a guitar these days.
I wouldn't know.
Because that's what you
it's sort
do.
Of familiar.
Yeah.
That's what I do. But I guess that, you know, I think, yeah, I'm really glad that I sort of stuck to that for this EP. And all of it is only is recorded in 2 days. And it's all just whole takes of voice and guitar. Mm-hmm. So it's very, you know, stripped down. So I like it. It's sort of like a snapshot.
You know, it's very big in music now, our collaborations.
That's sort of interesting that you mentioned that, because I feel very strongly about collaborations, and I think that collaboration has to come from a mutual ground, that is friendship or similar passion for certain things in music. It should be organic. Collaborations are being fabricated too much, you know. Just something in me that just sort of really gets offended by this.
It was more like a dream than reality. I must have thought it was a dream while he was here with me. When he was near, I didn't think he would leave. When he was gone, it was too much to believe.
We want to listen to one more of your songs, if we could. This is a medley with Tomorrow by Lachine Clark, who's a founding member of the Byrds, and Bruce Springsteen's I'm on Fire.
Hey, little girl, is your daddy home? Did he go and leave you all alone? Got a bad desire. Oh, I'm on fire.
What do you think we might get to know about you with this selection of songs?
What I wanted to express there was some sort of weird combination of fragility and strength, because that's a little bit how I play, you know, it sort of swifts between being fragile and strong.
Well, Miss Arnold, very nice to talk to you. Thanks so much.
Thank you, too. Thank you. It was very lovely.
Speaking with us from New York, Olaf Arnold's. Our new collection of covers is called Olaf Sings.
Sometimes it feels like you took a knife, a gin doll, and cut a 6-inch valley through the middle of my soul. At night I wake up with the sheets soaking wet and a freight train running through the middle of my heart, and you cool my desire. Oh, I'm on fire.